Jihadists are looking to erase the church in Iraq. What would you change if you saw how the other half lives? And believe it or not, a duck project sparks gospel conversations. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's Christians are again fleeing before jihadists. 36 hours ago, the Sunni terror group hit several Christian villages, sending thousands toward Kurdistan. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra calls the situation desperate.
Christians are being squeezed at every point by the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, Shiite Sunnis, by jihadists, especially in Syria, by the Assad government, Al-Qaeda.
When the attacks came, their network was already in place, ready to stand in the gap.
We have been working in the Kurdish area for many years, mainly because most of the Christians from Baghdad and other areas have fled there. And so we have many programs set up there with shelter, trauma counseling.
Open Doors is helping the local church meet basic needs.
When we say, be the light for all to show the love of Jesus Christ to their neighbors, and they have done that.
And that's translated into a chance to share the story of Christ. Want your chance to share your thoughts on this? Join us on Facebook. Next, a Baptist missionary from South Korea has been sentenced to life in a hard labor camp in North Korea. According to CBM News, Kim Jong-wook is accused of spying for South Korea and setting up underground churches. He supposedly admitted to committing religious acts and thus hurting the dignity of the country's regime. South Korea says the crime's too harsh and that Kim is not a spy. Pray for courage for the family of God in North Korea. This is Mission Network News. Many of you may remember Children's Bible Hour with Uncle Charlie. It morphed into CBH Ministries in Down Gilead Lane. Now it's taken a new name and has some pretty big plans. Keys for Kids Ministries, plans to reach kids 24/7. Executive Director of Keys for Kids, Terry Ritchie, describes what they did.
We did add a ministry logo for our publishing division and also for our internet radio division that used to be called, something you're familiar with, His Kids Radio, and is now called Keys for Kids Radio, or KFKR, what we like to call it. And we hope to have it up and running this fall.
Keys for Kids also started something new in May.
We just started a brand new radio drama called Red Rock Mysteries. And that started on air on May the 3rd, and we're getting a lot of great comments from it. It's adapted from children's book series by Chris Fabry.
Keys for Kids needs $150,000 to help with the initiative to reach kids for Christ 24/7. Follow the link at our website. Meanwhile, God's given a group of people the heart to change a poor community in the Dominican Republic from the inside out. Orphan's Heart is building a community transformation center and several homes for the people they're simultaneously ministering to. Stephanie Shermetta of Orphan's Heart says,
we're very thankful for all the Lord is doing to work in the hearts and minds of the community members. And, you know, every week we're doing ministry work with the kids. Every week we're doing Bible studies. We are ministering to community members.
Orphan's Heart is inviting you to come along to help with their work. You can find more information on their calendar online.
This is a great opportunity for you to go to see how the rest of the world lives, to help, but also to come back with a changed worldview and be able to share with your friends and families about what God is doing in another country and the needs that are there and how we might help.
And what leads to gospel conversations in Indonesia? Ducks. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, helps missionaries in this Islamic nation buy ducks. As they sell the eggs in the local market, doors open for conversations about Jesus Christ. Missionaries also reach out to Indonesian women using sewing machines. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voiceless in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.